Star Wars. We did another podcast about Star Wars. Also, Facebook and Twitter and iTunes.
Hey, John Williams, you're ruining this song.
Oh, my gosh.
No, it's his brother, Mike Williams.
Mike. Well, Facebook, Mike iTunes, Twitter.
At Comes Natural Pod. Cody?
Cody!
Welcome to the show. Comes Natural, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and today we are joined again by...
Taj.
There you go. And guess what? If you couldn't tell, this is our... I'm not going to say last Star Wars one,
no.
But the last of the marathoned Star Wars movies. We did Return of the Jedi, episode 6.
Somebody Don't forget cry. About numero
six. So yeah, that finishes up the OG and the already out, unless you know already seen the new one. As of recording today, Wednesday, the 16th, none of us have seen it yet.
But
that's gonna change soon.
But by the time you hear this,
30 hours,
three of the people that you're listening to right now. We'll have seen it.
You should totally not go to work. Watch
I have
the
to
movie.
Work.
No.
Hey,
you, listen.
Joe, you're feeling really sick right now.
No, wait.
No.
For real.
You have a fever.
No, I don't.
Damn it.
The only thing that
you will call in tomorrow
is more Star Wars.
Yes, exactly.
You should not go to work tomorrow. You should go watch Star Wars with us.
I agree.
Right?
What's
and then we can all come back here
three.
And do a Star Wars podcast while it's all fresh
so
and spoil the fuck out of it.
You work at 3. It's right down the street.
No.
So at 6 o'clock.
Just you have to go home.
Just cough. You gotta go.
We'll save your spot in line.
Or you got the shits.
Or I could possibly just see it Friday.
No.
Or you could just go with us.
Morning.
Why don't we all watch it on Thursday? And Joe will
and then watch
peer
it
pressure,
on Friday?
peer pressure you into it. And then we could just record right after it. A Star Wars podcast, man. Well, it's all fresh.
That's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
It's a really good idea.
I could do it Friday morning, though.
You got
do it
shits.
For the podcast.
I could go Friday morning, though.
Do it for the podcast.
Food poisoning.
I could go Friday morning,
though.
Because
we need
though.
To record Thursday night, man.
A night podcast.
No.
Do you imagine us putting out a...
Spoilerific fucking...
On 6 a.m. Oh, on Friday? People will hate us.
It would be awesome.
It would be the best podcast we've done.
Easily.
Come on, dude.
No.
Switch to a morning shift.
No.
Why well, not?
It's a little fucking late now. It's tomorrow.
Yeah.
I gave him advance warning like a month and a half ago to switch.
Anyway, well, we're recording on Thursday night with or without you.
With or without.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I knew that was coming.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, we are. Because this is a good idea, and you have plenty
Bono
of time
Cody.
To fix this issue. Anyway, now that that's out of the way.
Now that Mike has fucking tried to pressure Joe into something that we know he's not going to do.
Well, like Joe
you have sick days, right?
There.
I use no. Actually, we don't do sick days anymore.
Oh.
The fuck do you do?
What?
They combine them all into PTO.
Well, then take some PTO. Get the fuck out.
Take some emergency PTO.
Last minute PTO.
I think he just used it.
I used a shit ton. A couple
weeks
ago.
But you've been there for 47 years. You have more.
46.
Yes, I do have more.
See.
Well, there you go.
See.
But there you go.
If I use these ones up now for.
We
one
we will
time.
We will be it's in line like long enough where you can watch Ridiculous 6 on your phone.
I probably yeah. We actually probably.
It's true.
Yeah. No.
Ah, you
Jesus.
Fucking cock.
Who fucking invited Joe?
All of us.
Never mind.
It was all of us. All like of us, kept man. Inviting him over and over again, and keep saying no. Anyways, so we will start off with our. Well, I guess we'll go into likes. What did you like about this one, Taj?
I liked. All of it.
All
I mean, I really, it was a, it's obviously a great movie. I really do enjoy.
Keep going.
You know,
what am I doing?
Distracted, sorry. All of the, you know, not all of the, there's not much, but lightsaber scenes because.
No, there's actually a lot, dude, because he's fucking
Jabba's
shit up.
Palace.
Yeah.
Well, barge, really. We didn't really use it very much.
Yeah,
in
the
palace.
The
barge
in
the palace part was, like, I would say the funniest parts of the movie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, on the Emperor's ship.
On Endor, he's fucking flinging around, chopping up speeder bikes.
And, really, I mean, who doesn't like a good
father-son beatdown?
Ewok beatdown.
Oh, you know, Ewoks.
The father-son beatdown.
Tree bears like a motherfucker!
That was, you know... It's a good movie for me.
A good shirt idea.
Lots of action.
Tree bear. Attack.
Yeah. It's a attack on the back.
Yeah. Tree bear. Attack on the back. That's awesome.
Yeah. Fucking two poles coming.
Two trees smashing the ATST. That'd
be awesome.
Sorry, go ahead.
It was awesome. Love the whole thing. If I had to say something I didn't like about the movie. And that's it. Moving on.
Joe, what do you like about it?
My favorite part of
Ewoks.
The movie.
Ewoks.
No, actually.
Your favorite part's Ewoks.
They were really good. And,
fucking dope,
yeah. I actually have Ewok figures.
Of course you do.
Who didn't? Who
was Star Wars? I thought you actually had an Ewok.
I actually have an Ewok. I did. Yeah. I captured them, traveled out to wherever they live and
A,
captured them.
Is it wicked? And B, does he fuck up everything in your house?
He gnaws on stuff. It's like,
he's older now. He's older now, so he's more docile. Yeah,
they don't move around as much anymore. No, my favorite part of this whole movie is actually the scene where Luke walks into Jabba's palace. Just because at that point you realize how much has happened to him in between
he's grown.
The Return of the Jedi and Empire Strikes Back. How much he's grown as a Jedi, how much his powers have evolved, and how much of a badass that he's become.
What I do like about that part is how calm he really is.
Right.
In the other movies, he's, you can
see. He force chokes someone.
He does someone too. Yeah,
that's fucking dope. The first thing he does is force choke a couple people.
Yeah, which you wouldn't think a Jedi would do, but he has some dark Jedi in him.
He's Anakin's kid.
Well, if I remember correctly, the pig guards can't be influenced.
Works.
They
can't be influenced.
Yeah, but their throats can be influenced to close.
The fuck out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. That whole scene right there, it falls off a little bit where he falls into the Rancor pit just because he isn't seen so much of it as a badass at that point. But
he gathers
himself back up, and when we get to the barge scene, he's just fucking people up, chopping people in half. And
at that point, when he falls in the Rancor pit, he realizes, it wasn't a great idea to hide my lightsaber inside R2's head.
Exactly, yeah.
Should have had that on me. Yeah. It'd be a lot easier with a fucking lightsaber. The hand comes at him, he's like, shink! Ha ha! How's it feel?
It
would have been the right hand, too.
Yeah, it would have been the right hand, too.
It would have been the right hand.
If he had, those old westerns where they...
Up his sleeve?
Yeah, and
the little one up his sleeve? Palpatine did?
Or it could have been in his... He's got a robot hand. It could have just fucking shot out of there. He grabbed it.
Doesn't really work that way.
I want that now.
Just the hand is robot, not his arm.
No, it's up to here. That's enough to...
I want a space... Enough for him. Space hidden gun now.
Oh,
just and boom.
That'd Solo awesome. Should definitely have one.
One of those amazing crickets just pops out?
Yeah. But then those scenes are absolutely funny, too. There's a weirdness about this movie. I know the other ones had some scenes in it that were, kind of the buddy, funny thing. But this one, for some reason, it sticks out more. Especially...
Buddy Christ funny?
Not really Buddy Christ funny.
I wish fucking numbers. I watched Dog Movie today.
Nice. That was my favorite part of the whole movie. I mean, there's a lot.
Fight would have gone had Luke actually had.
Oh, he would have chopped off the thing's right hand.
He would have.
Yeah.
He would have.
Because thought about it. Like, he actually. The Rancor picks him up with his right hand.
He's chopping off anything else before he gets the right hand. Right hand goes first? Or
well, no, he's swinging around, but, the Rancor is like.
He takes right hand, and then the Rancor is and he's just sitting there, and he's looking at him, and he's like trolling his fucking. And then he takes the right hand, boom, or the left hand, bam. Chops off some armor, no hands. And then he chops one fucking leg off, then the other leg off, and he stands over him really slowly. And
then
just
he's like, "You were the chosen one."
Slams the
wrong movie
lightsaber into his forehead.
Because
it's close, but not quite the same. I mean, you're three off.
Three off. Okay, three off. Sorry.
Not red at all.
Then becomes Rancor Jedi, Darth Vader. Sorry, Darth Rancor.
Oh, could you imagine a giant monster Vader, just huge.
Ugh. Yeah,
we technically could have that. We don't know what Emperor Snoke looks like yet. Mizar is 25 feet tall.
That's big.
That's
why
big.
That goddamn weapon has to be so big. Dude has to fit on it.
Fair enough.
One set of doors, the only doors he can fit in.
He doesn't get out very much.
No. Nothing's built for his ass.
He's like one of those people who live in the trailers where you have to cut the end of the trailer off and move him out with a forklift.
By 600 pounds.
But more intimidating.
Yeah,
my 25 foot life.
Yeah.
it's a TLC special.
He goes and gets in. His shuttle's there. Like, he goes in the shuttle, sits down, and the cockpit comes next, and it's got like a piece formed to fit him, so it just closes over him. Yeah, he's like, he's got a window up top.
He's just got a giant fucking thing of coke in. He starts crying about how much he eats for breakfast.
The movie takes a weird turn.
Daytime TV sucks.
Kylo's like, yeesh, not again.
God, I gotta get away from this one.
Well, I'm always on that ship. Gotta get away. Mike, your favorite part. Are you done?
Yeah, okay. I'm done.
Favorite part?
Obviously Ewoks.
Ewoks are actually pretty dope. Everyone gives Ewoks shit, but like
they... Not everybody, but...
Fuck those people, dude. They're pretty cool. Favorite part, probably the final scene between him and Vader, when Vader threatens Leia and he fucking loses it and he just gets after it, yeah, and then just beats the fuck out of him.
Is pretty dope.
Like, that wasn't so much of like lightsaber skills, like that was like
pure hatred.
You know, a baseball bat and like an old fucking like Chicago thug just beating the you know, like that's how he was hitting him, just fucking bam, bam, bam. And then chops his hand off, and he's like, ah, fuck, again. And
he's like, right, how do you fucking like? He's like, well, little do you know, I've had it happen twice.
Second fucking time.
By someone, you know, I'm fighting, that I care about.
Fair enough.
But, that's probably my favorite.
The scene was also cool just because of the original trilogy, you get to see more of the lightsaber battles.
Yeah.
But then you get introduced to some of the more tricks that they were doing, like throwing the lightsaber and then the lightning.
Although I can say that I was a little upset that lightsaber didn't come back.
Yeah, it didn't come back, but it sliced right through
Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
What are you expecting here?
But he
got tangled up in the wreckage of that little
bridge. He does go pimp when he just walks by.
Yeah, when he walks by, that was subtly fucking dope as shit. Yeah.
A lot of people don't catch that.
Because he's just walking by and hand out, bam.
And then just flicks it back
on. And I do like the fact that they let Luke be a badass in this one too, because like I said, the very first thing you see him do is force choke two guards, and then the second thing you see him do is do the fucking Jedi mind trick on somebody, and you're like, oh, okay, he stepped it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really dope with that, like he finally, you know, reflects some blaster shots with the lightsaber, and it looks super dope. And yeah, it was a good one.
Everything about Luke is much more refined in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
His how he moves, everything.
Cody?
I love this movie. It's my favorite one so far. I'll just put that out there now. So far.
Well, I'm speaking on Friday.
What?
Find out on Friday.
Thursday night. Yeah, I'll let you all know. I'm going to, just so everyone knows, I'm going to tweet the biggest spoiler of the whole thing right after we're done. Because I'm an asshole.
No, they're not gonna hear this until
I know, but perfect. It's fine because they're gonna be like, oh, look at the chicken, oh, and this motherfucker.
And then the podcast comes out.
Yep, just letting you know right now. Don't check Twitter a couple hours ago. so if you're listening to this, all the stuff you guys said, and Luke's showing up from fucking get-go. Like, even before he gets there, you're like, the ball's on this guy. Like, he sends two droids to negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'll be there in a minute. Yo, you got my best friend and my sister? And that fuzzy guy?
Two of my droids.
Yep, I'm taking them back. Like, the whole plan just goes awry, though. It's one of my favorite parts about it is, like, this plan set up with Lando and Leia. They're going to get Han, like, yeah, we got him.
Sneak him out, and then the curtains fold back, and they're like, ha ha ha.
He's like,
we found you,
dummies.
Like, oh,
we could see you the entire time. You walked into the light in the chimes, the wind chimes. For some reason, we have inside.
Those are decor set up for
It's a trap.
It's a trap. Yeah.
Wow,
you're welcome.
Maybe Boba set those up there.
He's like, I got an idea. You know what this
Bounty I have to actually is? Do something in these movies. I'm going to set these wind chimes up.
Killed.
Did a good job of that.
Which, by the way, was included in one of my favorite scenes. Oh, yeah, we did see him fly out.
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention to it. I was just sitting there going, he fell in.
I didn't see it.
Boba Fett.
Never happened.
Boba Fett, where? Goes out like a bitch.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bitch he is.
Mm-hmm.
From day fucking one.
Yep. There was a Cracked article that popped up a couple days ago that was like the top five, like, dumbest, no, not dumbest, but worst characters in movies, and Boba Fett was number one.
Really?
And I was like, yes, because they mentioned exactly what I had mentioned from a couple of episodes ago, where it was, he doesn't do anything.
He really doesn't do anything.
But people loved him so much.
The only thing that I kind of, you know, it would be better if there was more of a Boba backstory of how he became a bounty hunter, because he didn't learn shit from his dad. That's obvious. He was still a kid. Dad got his head chopped off.
His dad was pretty dope, though.
Well, he was a clone, so I don't know how much of the whole...
An altered clone, though.
Yeah, so he had to be
trained. But I mean, like, how much do the memories and the, like, the training and stuff like that? Well,
nothing, because it's a clone, so, I mean, what only training he would have had was Flying Slave 1.
But, like, how's his, like, intake on stuff? Like, you could... Sorry. You can conceivably think that he possibly has, like, a better... grasp on stuff quicker or something like that.
Well, I mean,
but he still needs the training.
I mean, technically, he's an unaltered clone, so which means if it's a true clone, potentially he has the same cognitive capabilities as his dad,
right?
Yeah.
Or
and if that's really all he's fucking doing Django. At that point,
Django without the D. But technically speaking, he should be able to learn and be just as badass as Django was. With the proper training, because we don't know how Django got his training, or who trained him, if he got training,
right,
or if he was
Django
just like fucking
from at all.
Yeah, his experiences in the past. Then they scrapped the video game that was going to tell us a lot of it, of him growing up on Coruscant, or learning. I don't know if growing up is
Boba
the right term. Boba. Because there was a Star Wars 13:13 was going to be the origin story of Boba Fett.
Okay.
Then they scrapped that.
See,
shit.
That's what I would like to have seen, because I mean,
that's to Joe's point. It's like we would finally find out why he's so feared, but then he gets his fucking, you know, he gets knocked out by a half blind guy.
Sorry, it just makes me laugh.
Seeing a whole lot better now.
A little higher. But I mean, it's you know, that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, really, you don't know. Technically speaking, he should be able to pick up just as much stuff, if not a little bit more. Than what Django had with the proper training, but
that's the thing with
that
the
got
training,
cut short.
Got
you know,
no training
right above the shoulder short. So we don't know who he did train with. I mean, obviously he picked up he picked up Mandalorian stuff mainly because of Django, but right. We don't know if he was actually was he
well,
trained with Mandalorians.
Sure
you know,
Django and Mandalore.
Yeah, I mean, it's Mandalorian. He just became a bounty hunter instead of a fucking army guy. So that's the only thing is like you don't really know. I mean, we don't know anything about Boba, let alone anything know about Django. Django. Yeah. We know Django's more formidable until lightsaber.
Until Mace Windu.
He's not so good with the close quarters as we found out. Because every time he got close to one of them, he got his fucking ass kicked or kicked in the stomach.
The Obi-Wan battle was dope though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because he's far away, he's doing good. Because he's got this blaster. So up close, Obi-Wan is owning him. Because it's like how the fuck
Obi-Wan
you defend?
Did kick his ass pretty
How can you defend a lightsaber with blasters up close? Like it's impossible.
You don't.
To shoot accurately, you have to be like back here, and like it's gonna that leaves you open to get fucking shot. So, or not shot, but like gutted. Speaking of which, so would that if someone sliced you in the guts with like not all the way through you, like they did
like Tauntaun?
No, like if they slice you, would you spill out like that too?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that'd be gnarly.
Close it. I mean.
Yeah. Would even worse though, because you couldn't even first blood that and try to put it back in, because it would literally just be like split.
Yeah.
Oh, dang,
like
that's gnar, yo.
Stitches.
That's awful.
Well, just imagine, like, because you're going to also cut other organs and shit.
That's
on
what I mean.
The
like, you
cut
through the organs, too. Like, if
you could sit there and try and poke them back in as much as you want, but it's not going to work. You're dead.
You did.
Plus, it's like, that's the gross organs, too. So, like, the smells and
stuff.
Oh,
the stank come out?
The goodness for the Tauntaun was that he was already dead.
Yeah.
You know, so you didn't have to worry about that whole...
And he cut, I think he, like... cut the skin so like it would open up instead of cutting into it.
Right.
But, like I'm talking like you get a good like 3 inches.
You have to admit
blade,
that was like
blade.
Really good lightsaber work from Han, even though
I
he's probably never
that.
Another theory that Han has a wee bit of the force in him too.
Yeah, I bet he does.
Yeah. Boy. At least around the tip of the the drippy part. sorry. coming from fucking Leia, is what I was trying to say.
No.
That's what he meant.
The Force so the spread force, like, a, force an is like an STD.
It's a space STD.
Ah,
yes.
Yeah,
it can be absorbed through the skin.
Space syphilis.
Like herpes. Syphilis is a...
It's just called the Force.
No, syphilis is a skin one, yeah. Yeah.
But it also attacks the brain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Easy, there's
science. Midichlorians are actually space syphilis. Anakin was born of all of them. Pure space syphilis.
Space AIDS.
Full blown space AIDS. That's why he looks like shit after, you know, Luke takes his helmet off.
Yeah, dude. He's like,
that's that space AIDS. Mm-hmm. Yeah, fucking
he didn't have the money that fucking Magic Johnson has.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yep. It's all working out, kids. What else was I saying? I've always liked the Ewoks. I know we talked a little bit, like Mike was saying, they're pretty dope. People hated them. I mean, I've always enjoyed them. They're fun. I mean, it's cool to see them, like, they don't overpower.
No.
Like, one-on-one. It's but not, yeah, when it's not... number-based, like, when you get a bunch of rocks dropped on your fucking head, which, by the way, I was going to say earlier to you, one of the lines that someone said, one of the Imperial officers says in Aftermath, they call stormtroopers upturned mop buckets. That was pretty funny. Like you get a bunch of rocks dropped on your head, you're gonna be out for the count. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I like them because they're like the Ewoks are like pretty incredibly ineffective in some aspects, but just the numbers.
But then they do like the whole tree stump crushing the AT-ST thing. Yeah. You're like, oh, they got some magic up in them.
Yeah.
Sleeves,
so
a few bad sleeves.
Yeah, I've never had a problem with the Ewoks.
I've always thought they were cool.
I think we have determined now that the Ewok term was not actually uttered in the movie, so we're not sure.
I don't think I ever heard it.
You know,
they were never referred to as anything really, other than
fur balls. And,
yeah, fur balls. But I think
Yeah.
Stormtroopers said something about an Imperial officer said something about the Forest Moon only has a few sentient creatures or something like that on there. But they never actually call them Ewoks. I don't think that was until this show.
It was probably the toys. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
They had to give them a name, not tree bears.
Yeah.
Or sentient creatures or fuzzballs. Whole line of fuzzball toys. We got a mint fuzzball.
That was just what George Lucas was good at. I mean, literally, you know, you got to know that he forewent his pay.
He didn't get paid for the movie. Yeah.
He didn't get paid for the movie at all.
Just all the
said that he wanted to just do. He'd get paid from the merchandising.
He got 100% proceeds from the merchandise. It was all him.
So he made bank based off that, and so that's why he literally like would sit there and make characters, you know, that from the background, and he's like, this dude's name is IG-88 and he's a bounty hunter, and he just sat there and wrote his backstory, and that's boom, a new toy. And that's why the Ewoks as well, you know, they, like you said, they never mentioned the name in the movie, so boom, Ewoks.
Fuzzball toys.
Yeah,
you could, but they probably wouldn't sell as well.
Yeah. I'm sure they would sell just as well. I'm positive they would, because I know I own some of, not the original toys, but like that run that they did in the 90s. I own some of those. Some. Almost all of them.
Some.
I have a Bantha. It's pretty cool. It's actually hairy.
Sorry.
Gross.
Damn it.
My bad. Yeah. So.
Do you want to go to ranking?
Well, you said what you didn't like, which was nothing.
Nothing. Really, I mean, I don't.
What didn't you like?
There was a lot less to dislike in this movie than the previous movies. But like I've said in the previous episodes, is that they carry over the parts and technology where they just so happen to have the right thing at the right time, which would be the most glaring one for me was just after the Sarlacc pit, where they go to pick up C-3PO and R2-D2, and they just so happen to have not one, but two of these magnetic things that come from the bottom of the ship.
That was more for a comedy bit, though.
Also, but that's more likely to have that on that little skiff than anything else. I mean, it's not like Luke said, oh, hold on a second, and just happens to pull out of a mystery pocket a fucking, like, grapple hook.
Yeah,
or
but
something,
why? You know, I mean, they never. Hook. It's one of those things that if you establish that it was like some sort of junker thing or something to pick stuff up, okay, fine. But it just so happened. It just to me, it was like just so happened to happen.
Yeah, but I,
type
I,
of thing. You know,
when I watched it's like it, shark I just repellent. Thought it was a throwaway comedy bit because you know.
Oh, and it is, and that's
C-3
what
was upside down. And
yeah,
it was funny,
and that's what those two are for. They're Laurel and Hardy. They're there to make you laugh and do stupid shit.
Well, R2's there to take names and fuck robots.
Yeah, fuck machines. Yeah, computers. But no, that was pretty much
finger
that
blast.
That was it. I mean,
everything
was,
in sight.
There's nothing else that I can really think of in this movie that
when
I didn't really dislike.
Main story, I really can't think of anything. I still stick with. I really don't like a good 70-80% of the additions that were made. But I mean, that's,
if it's not atmosphere stuff. That's the stuff that didn't. Yeah. That's the stuff that didn't. That didn't bother me is the atmosphere stuff like that.
You mean the lounge singer? Yeah. You didn't like the lounge singer?
Well, the lounge singer to me wasn't even that bad. I mean,
it just wasn't.
It wasn't a needed add-in, but at the same time, the original. At the same time, the original one did have that.
Just not those.
Just not those singing. So they added in, and it's just added in. That's all it is. I mean,
it just doesn't. To me, it's not needed. I get it. Like,
it doesn't enhance the movie.
Yeah, it doesn't.
At all.
Yeah, it doesn't give you anything. I mean, there's
I don't
no
think
reason
it
to
takes
have it.
Anything away.
But I don't think.
I mean,
yeah,
that one.
Exactly.
No, that one doesn't.
More on
like,
the silly
side. The shitty fucking Jabba the Hutt interaction with Han Solo takes away because it looks awful.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, plot wise, it's something you can have. It's just visually it
the story,
makes me want to scratch my eyes.
You
out.
Think the original Jabba, who was a dude, is like super pissed and bitter? Like,
that he was cut from the
CG
first movie.
Sloth. Yeah.
He brings his entire family. I'm in Star Wars, the biggest.
Oops. Oh, I got cut.
Like week three, he hears about it. He's like, oh my God, I'm going to take my whole family to this.
He pays for everybody's tickets with his sweet ass fucking Star Wars money that he thinks he's going to get. I'm waiting for that royalty check.
I bought that house, those cars, that jet.
They all say Jabba.
They all say Jabba.
On the fence to his new mansion property, it says the Hut.
The Huts.
The Huts.
He calls it Jabba's Palace.
Yeah.
Got a big yacht called
Jabba's Hut. Jabba's Hut.
Ew.
That's dirty, huh?
Did Pizza Hut ever do like a
I'm sure.
I don't think so.
Pizza Hut's a bunch of dirty campaign whores, with sure that. It seems like something that should have happened and
would
have been perfect.
Would make sense
I wish.
It did.
Well,
like,
I mean,
what was the
Spaceballs kind of killed that for anything?
True. That's true.
Pizza the Hut.
That's true.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Kind of makes it a little hard to do.
Have you seen some of the weird stuff that's coming out for promotionals of Star Wars?
They have makeup.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, the CoverGirl Star Wars edition makeup.
Have you seen the super awkward Campbell's commercial where the kid doesn't speak English, goes R2 soup?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
the mom's
yeah.
like, R2 soup? And the guy's like, oh, okay, over here. I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
This is what happened.
Speaking of which,
21st century
completely off topic, but Campbell's has their own K-cup service now. Do you see that shit? Single-serving soup things.
Oh, yeah.
K-cup?
So just like a K-cup. Yeah, it's like, so it's a little thing like this. I'm guessing condensed soup.
Oh.
And you put it in a little thing, and it spits out soup.
Oh.
But it would literally just have to be what? Just...
It's hot water it mixes
but
just
no,
like you
but
take
no I mean like the flavors. It you couldn't have like
tomato.
Yeah, you'd have
no,
like
it's
tomato.
It's actual real flavors.
Well, I get that, but you're not getting, you're not having
noodles.
Shoot,
no soup.
You're not having noodles shoot out of there, so you're limited to
like.
I think the commercial shows chicken noodle.
Oh boy!
Maybe
what do you have like a packet of noodles
there
that
might
you just
be a packet?
No, I think
Jacob's
it's all in the
does
cup.
Have some like
and just shoots it out.
Yeah, just like
that's
it just
not
much, much cut it all.
You're making up bullshit, Cody.
Continue talking.
You guys ever tried the hot chocolate K cup? I thought it
no,
was a,
I haven't yet.
I thought it was a great idea when I saw it. I was like, this is fucking genius.
And
then
mixed it with coffee.
Like I had it, and then I was like, oh, this is super watery and gross because the powder can't mix. And I was like, oh, this is a flawed idea from the get-go, and I didn't think about it.
Speaking of hot chocolate for a hot second, I was at Zoo Lights last night, and fucking some girl was like, oh, the greatest thing since I don't drink coffee. She said, mix it with hot chocolate, and it tastes great. To which I said, that's not possible.
Well, it is possible because actually chocolate and coffee are really good together. Well,
yeah,
you get mocha
it's
coffee.
It's still got to taste like coffee, in which case I'm not going to want it.
It's
you're weird, though,
coffee.
So stop being
that's
weird.
Fair. I'm not going to stop being weird.
I've done that, though. You take some Swiss Miss, pour it in the cup before you
pour
your cup
coffee.
Of coffee.
Yeah, no I've done it before, too.
No.
Yeah.
No way I'd ever try that and think that it would taste good.
Well, you're
you
weird.
You should
try it. I'm not going to try it.
All right.
Just, you know how Joe digs his heels in the ground about everything?
because there's certain things I like. I like coffee.
Gross.
I think you're weird for not liking coffee. I think he's weird for not liking eggs.
He is weird, though.
Yeah, because eggs are amazing.
No, they are.
They're awesome. And, you know, Joe's Canadian, so that's saying a lot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love them maple syrups.
Is it possible that Cracker Barrel has the best syrup? Like American syrup?
I don't know, because I don't really like Cracker Barrel's food, period.
Their syrup's fucking dope, though.
I don't know, I've got no problem with Cracker
Barrel. The rest of their food.
Now that we're talking about soup and syrup and eggs. Cody.
Where are we going to
eat? It's from Keurig.
Okay. No way it has noodles.
Jeez. Boom, bitches!
That can't come out of the Keurig machine, though. That has to be.
No, that's what I'm saying. There has to be like a packet that you add to it. Yeah.
That's what I said, because in the commercial, you see them eating chicken noodle soup, and I was like,
But that's what I'm saying. So like basically coming out of
give
it,
you
yeah.
top ramen, and then they give you a hot broth to pour.
Exactly. That's, yeah.
Hot broth. That should be your porn name.
That is my
point. Oh, he almost threw up. I heard it gurgle. You hear the gurgle? That's on the recording. It's like, that's fantastic.
That's really bad.
back to Star Wars. Let's throw the ranking system
fucking
out.
Fucking love it. Oh. We already know mine. It's 7.
Taj? But it doesn't go to 7.
It does go to 7 for Return of the Jedi.
Doesn't go to 7.
It does. 7 out of 5.
Which Taj? Is 5 out of 5.
Yes. 7. Yeah, 5. There's really nothing bad about that movie.
Joe?
I will give it a 4.75.
Okay. I have to change mine.
No, not to be just a dick. Just because the like those scenes, like I said, I don't really care much for it.
For integrity purposes, I was wrong.
Sorry.
I was wrong last week. So, I really love that movie, but this one is better. So I got to drop last week's down to 4 or 5, and this one gets a 5.
That's fair. I can
3 7s and a 5. Gotcha.
Extra credit.
Well, 3 7s and a 5.
Round it up.
Because 4.75 is dumb.
Because math.
So, now.
Just saying.
Next topic. You want any predictions?
Nope.
On the new one?
I don't give a fuck. I have broken my normal routine of reading the script and reading spoilers for this movie. I'm so proud of myself, first off.
Well, you still have a while to go.
Nope. Yeah. I have literally been skipping over social media and everything. If I see a review, I just skip over. I don't even read it. I have yet to read any reviews. Even if they say they're spoil-free, I'm like, nope, nope, nope.
Well, because a review can't be spoiler-free. Yeah, like
it's just not possible.
I mean, if you don't give any detail of the movie.
Then it's not really a review. You can just say, it was good.
Well, no, I'm saying if you get a ranking.
Remember
like,
that part where the... And that
I don't want to ruin it.
It's a spoiler, but like it's like a drive-through McDonald's. Like,
no, it's exactly
it's
the.
Like, it's like so. That's why I'm when so and so kill it, and then it's like ah, it was like awesome.
4.5.
Well, no, it's exactly like what's his name that I said that did the interview for GQ magazine I told you about. He plays Finn. I can't remember his name now.
John Boyega
did an video interview for GQ magazine, and he's like, I'm going to spoil Star Wars for you. And so he would do exactly that. He goes, at first there's this giant battle where, and then it bleeps him out, and he's just sitting there going, and then he's just back into it, and then these two guys are fighting, and then they're all like, and he just keeps going. And at the end, he's like, it was awesome. You're like, you got clever. Me, John Boyega.
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 It's the young Boy version Vega. Of that guy from Street Fighter.
Yeah, got the short claws instead.
Yep. Never nice. Grown in all the way.
That was the like, Wii touché. Mask. Touche. That was pretty awesome.
I do like, though, because the premiere was last night or 2 nights ago?
Monday. Night before, yeah.
Yeah.
Midnight.
So all the celebrities that got invites were all tweeting about it, and people are saying, like, it's everything you want it to be, and it's one of the best Star Wars and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you fuckers. All you fuckers got to see it already. Like, Patton Oswalt even had a tweet that it had the best final scene out of any of the Star Wars is something he tweeted.
Hopefully I can make it all the way through.
And I'm like,
passing out.
How, like, the best final scene? Gross. Like, even that's putting it above the I am your father. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's pretty high praise. And for someone like Patton Oswalt, who's like a mega nerd and knows his shit, like, you kind of trust him, you know? Yeah, I'm super excited about it.
Speaking of trust and nerds, I think nerd trust is on a different level than regular trust.
No. No. Nerd Trust can be very misleading too.
Yeah, Nerd Trust is bullshit.
Yeah, Nerd Trust is like there are certain like there are nerds that you can't trust. Ass nerds. But some of them motherfuckers just like all sorts of random shit.
No.
Cause like you can't like, oh, it's so awesome, and you watch and you're like, well, this is one of the worst things ever. Cause like X-Men.
Some people get their so involved in what they love that they will love it no matter what. It's a veil that goes over their face, over their eyes.
I'm guilty of that.
This is absolutely amazing.
X-Men First Class. X-Men Days of Future Past. Like, you watch those movies and you're like, oh, those are so good. Then you are an idiot.
Yeah. In all fairness, I liked the movies. I never said they were so good. But I did enjoy them. Whereas you hated them from the ground up.
They're awful.
Which I, you know, I get because we've had the discussion about
I've even said there are parts of Days of Future Past where I wanted to try to like.
Yeah,
but then right after something I liked, something so awful just was like, erase that memory.
If you give us just a Magneto and X cut of the movie,
both pretty both cool. of them. Well, actually, not even Days of Future Past. Magneto's awful in that. The characterization of Magneto is awful in it. I'm going to rewire these robots that somehow in the 60s don't have any metal in them.
That never even bugged me. I hated X more in the
First Class for what? Magneto and Charles.
Oh, yeah, First Class. If they just gave me a supercut of just those two, I mean, granted, it'd be like 43 minutes long.
But I'd watch it.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have bought that shit. Like the Rogue cut of Days of Future Past, which I heard doesn't do anything for it because they just leave Rogue back in it.
No.
Really?
Like, she was only supposed to be like a 2-minute scene anyway. Like,
yeah. It adds like nerds. 4 minutes to the whole length of the movie. Yeah. And one of them's the death scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, because, I mean, if you haven't seen Days of Future Past, spoilers, beginning of the movie, all of them die. In the future,
and yeah,
it gets rewritten. So, boom.
Start over.
Yep.
Speaking of the new trailer for X-Men,
Apocalypse.
What the fuck, man?
It looks gorgeous. Like visually, it finally like I finally saw it and didn't. Well, except for the we talked about last night, but at Wings. But visually, I was like, oh, other than Apocalypse not being tall enough, like just
which I can let that slide.
Yeah,
yeah, it has to be a person.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not.
So he's pretty fucking big. He's just not.
I'm just saying.
Enormous.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, they could. Yeah.
They did that shit.
They did.
That's kind of weird in a movie though, where you're like, I don't know. I'm just saying that doesn't bug me as much.
But the part that got me that I was like at was, and I get they have time to fix it. I mean, obviously this is the very first look at it.
Right,
was Archangel. He flaps his wings when he comes back, then the feathers shoot, and I was like...
They've never gotten him right. They've tried to get
Iron Man
to... Never gotten him right.
Well, he's not blue, which really pissed me off. Yeah, like... And then, like, the metal wings just look super awful. Yeah, I was like... And it's a quick scene, so I had to look at it a bunch of times. I was like, was that as awful as I thought? Because, like, the first time I watched it, and it was just, over and over again.
Yeah, they've never gotten him right.
Yeah. They just literally should have started over.
They could have.
They're like, hey, you know what? We didn't really get it that great with Days of Future Past. We did reset a lot of stuff. You're all fired. We're starting over.
That's what.
And like I told
that's the only way they're going to get me back is when they reboot the shit out of it.
You know, like Cumberbatch and what's his fucking McAvoy?
Cumberbatch.
Fassbender. Fassbender and McAvoy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a shame because
it's racist against whites.
They do. They all
look the same.
They really do.
One has dark hair. One has light hair. One's British, the other one's American. But the thing about it is, like, that's the reason they can't reboot it is because they have contracts, also like their names. But like, they just need to be like, hey, yo, we like you as Xavier, we like you as Magneto, but we done fucked up pretty bad. So if we would like to reuse you, but we think it would confuse people because we already are dealing with idiots. So we're just gonna start over, but when we do
it's
that,
the same people
we're
who are
still gonna confuse that the new Fantastic Four has nothing to do with the old Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, it's just the same people online who are like, "Why doesn't Christian Bale just be in this new Batman movie?" It's like, because it's not that fucking story, you dumb dumbs.
How am I supposed to imagine Christian Bale getting older and looking like Ben Affleck?
Yeah,
you don't.
Go fuck yourselves.
Go fuck yourselves.
Who's distributing Apocalypse?
Fox.
Yeah.
Never mind. See, I don't want to watch it now.
Yeah.
Well, they've done
all of them.
They're
only getting worse.
Is they could have rebooted it and
fully completed.
Well, with Days of Future. No, yeah. Not Days. First Class was the original plan.
Yes.
Was to reboot it, and then the first thing you see, or one of the first things you see in that movie, is the fucking opening to X-Men 2, and now everything's in that universe again. Like they could have gone away, and but the fact that they wanted to pick and choose what they use for continuity,
what they kept and what they didn't,
and what they didn't want to use for continuity, and then I'm like, well, that's dumb. And
well, that's the thing. Once you start talking about continuity, it's no longer a reboot.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, so but that's what they wanted to do. They're like, oh, we're kind of rebooting it. And like, you can't half-ass a reboot. You have to fucking and then they put, and granted, the scene was kind of funny, and it was a quick throwaway scene, but you put Logan in it. You put Hugh Jackman in.
Right.
And like, you
the fuck-off scene or whatever.
Like, why? And then just the dumb shit. And then with the next one, you really had the chance just to full-blown reboot the shit out of it. And I guess that's kind of what they're doing.
They kind of, because what they did is
but then they show you they show you present time again.
Second movie.
No, well, yes and no. So they basically erase the third movie, but erase the ending of the second movie.
Yeah.
So Gene doesn't ever disappears. Right, but it's like they go back through and it's like, but they never explain the event, how the events that what happened in the movie of Day of Future Past, how that
affects the universe.
Fixed.
Yeah, because all that X says is. Like it's been a long time, or you have a lot to catch up on, or some shit like that to Logan, because Wolverine is like all confused, like because he sees Beast, he sees Jean, Scott's there, everyone's there, and he's like, "What the fuck?" And then he tells X, "Like what the fuck?" And he's like, "Hey, sit down, I have a lot to tell you." And that's where the movie ends. But then what happened though is once they did that, all of a sudden timelines are still something you have to take into account, and you watch this new trailer. And you're seeing these fucking characters who have basically at this point 15 years to gap up to the first one. And so all your fucking age things are all dumb again. Like everything. And I know it's not a huge thing, but it's like it's just another problem of you can't just pick and choose what you want to be continuity. Like all of a sudden you have a super young Storm again. And it's like, what?
Also, you got to throw in like that same thing as like somehow Nightcrawler's in this, but they didn't meet Nightcrawler until later on.
Yeah, which is fine. Like you fucked up your timelines
again.
Okay, you could have something could have happened.
It's a different.
So I don't have a problem with like with characters tattoos. Having
show up,
but I have more of a problem with again your timelines are all fucking dumb. If I'm not mistaken, Archangel was in one of the other ones, right?
Angel was in the third
Angel.
One.
Angel was but, in the, yeah, the third one.
Yeah, X-Men, okay. Yeah.
And but, Archangel, but still, I mean, they tried to...
Archangel was until Apocalypse turned him.
Weird. But even the timelines is
his wings
is weird.
Out, gives him metal ones, metal induces wings. Him with power, and changes his skin
then,
to blue for some reason.
Like, why is Magneto a dick again? You know,
again.
Like...
Well, I mean, really, Days of Future Past, he was a dick in that, too. Like, he never really...
He was a dick in...
got better in that one.
Well, towards the future scenes, so you know they eventually end up teaming up again.
Yeah.
But it's
God
damn it, you keep doing this same fucking, hey, we're helping each other out, and I hate you, and we're helping each other out, and I hate you. Which is something like even in the cartoons they did, but they did it so rarely that it was a special event, like the Phoenix Saga and everything like that. Like, it was a really special, big deal.
There's a reason they had to come together.
Yeah.
Even though they were enemies, they had a bigger
enemy.
Yeah,
but it was never... Yeah, and then they always, even in the cartoons, because, I mean, I've read a lot of the comics, but not enough to base my knowledge off of it. But even in the cartoons, there was always still friction there, you know? But, again, it's like... Like, they keep going back and forth and doing the same shit in each movie, and it's just fucking annoying. I'll watch it eventually. I'm not going to pay for it, but at some point I'll see this new one. Hopefully it's good. Hopefully it makes me go, this is so good. I don't care about all the inconsistencies.
They brought Jubilee in, so you know it's going to be good.
Jubilee, the most inconsistent fucking powers ever.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
This,
what's up?
Did anybody of note write Apocalypse?
I think it's Simon Helberg again. Same guy did Fantastic Four.
The rewrite of Fantastic Four, which we all hate.
And the re-edit, yeah. The guy who basically took over.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, but he's not getting any fucking shit for Fantastic Four.
He should be.
Because it wasn't his fault, because remember, he's just the screenwriter.
Yeah. I just changed everything. Why is this my fault?
The director always gets the brunt of all of it. When Which it's is not unfortunate usually,
because it's not.
I feel bad for the dude because he's never getting a major studio movie again.
He doesn't, I don't think he really wants. He didn't need it.
Right, that's true.
But I mean, I'm sure the money was just like retarded.
Hard to say no to. But he did the series of interviews with Kevin Smith, and like he even said, he's like, I didn't think I would ever get this opportunity, but it's not an opportunity you can say no to because. Has a legit passion for those characters and everything.
Well, not just that, though. I mean, when you come out of the gate that quickly with something that no one was expecting with Chronicle.
Which was so good.
Yeah, and then, like, they're like, hey, I give you a chance to work on something you like so much, and that opportunity, like, A, you don't get that quickly.
Right.
But B...
Almost like you need more time to cut your teeth as a director.
Well, also, I think that also would have helped him if he would have had more time dealing with other people, having to be able to fight for what he wanted in it, instead of, like, I'm not saying crumble, but really just like
he just got overpowered.
You know, obviously Fox is a big machine.
Well, he has basically no leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
In any conversation, because it wasn't like Jon Favreau, who has, you know, when he did Iron Man, and granted, Iron Man was basically a big budget indie movie, but Favreau already built up a reputation of being a great director.
So they gave him that.
So they're like, okay. All right, I mean, he's done it with this.
He's got a passion for it. Like, yeah. But Fox is well known for firing people and re-editing stuff, so.
Because
why not, right?
So that trailer's a bummer.
Like I said, visually, there's a lot of things in it that look
great. You know what trailer wasn't a bummer, though? And we talked about the teaser before it last week. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
It's true.
That trailer was dope as fuck.
Yeah, it was.
And that was truly a teaser too. Like they literally teased so many things.
We
like,
talked about it last time. I had 15 seconds. in 15 seconds to the teaser, which I'm kind of bummed about because we talked about it on Wednesday, but Wednesday night they released the trailer, and I was like, "Fuck, man!" So now we get to talk about the actual trailer. Looks badass. And then they use Run DMC.
Yeah.
Like come on.
That was necessary.
That's fucking awesome.
That was necessary.
And the way they did it, too, was so well edited, too.
And is Knoxville not voicing this dude anymore?
According to the internet, he still is, but it does not fucking
sound
like him.
Like Knoxville, right? Like, I'm wondering if they just sounds haven't like the, caught
well,
up with that.
The guy who did the mocap and the voice originally is doing the mocap again.
Right.
And that sounds like him
trailer. Maybe you think Knoxville hasn't come in yet and redone the lines? Because he only says like two things.
We're early because we don't even have a full synopsis yet of the movie.
Because I remember...
Is it a 2017 release?
No, it's next year. It's next May. Or next July.
On the last movie, Knoxville and
Tony
Shalhoub didn't come in until way, way late.
After screenings.
Yeah, right before it came out, they got thrown in. So I wonder if Knoxville just hasn't come in and done anything. Because Splinter hasn't said anything either. You only see him for a split second.
Yeah, when he gets thrown off his little prayer circle. With the incoming water.
Yeah. But, again, it looks funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a ton of action. Rocksteady and people are all complaining. Rocksteady and Bebop look stupid.
You look stupid. CGI'd.
I'm like, no. Of course they look fucking. They're Rocksteady look at the turtles. Like they amped up the turtles in this one because, like I said before, you can't put people in rubber suits anymore. People won't go for that.
In the first movie, they looked really good still, and this one they look good. I mean, they look better. The only thing is, we're still early, so there's time for them to work on everything. The only
scene... Even if it as is, they're kind of cartoony.
But that's what you really want, though.
Like, you know, fuck you, this is a comic book movie,
which
more people probably know as a cartoon adapted into a movie.
Is closer to the cartoon than is the... the new comic books is closer to that, but the original source material. But the only scene in that trailer that, to me, needed work was the slow-mo of Rocksteady. When he's hitting the cars, like it looked dope, but like the animation of his face
it's not clean.
The only thing that needs to be cleaned up a little bit. Otherwise, they look good, especially when they walked up and he smooths out his mohawk and Mikey has that line.
Jokes?
Yeah, they looked really good.
I laughed so hard. The scene we're talking about, we don't know what's going on, but Mikey's looking down and Raph has to turn his head to see Rocksteady and Bebop. And I'm guessing it's the first time he sees Rocksteady and Bebop, and all he does is.
he's like, bring the mohawk back. Good for you. Oh, we got jokes?
But just that little laugh that he does, like Mikey's like, oh, it's giant animals. That's awesome. And then they just tackle the fuck out of Rex.
Yeah.
And start beating the shit out of everyone.
Yeah.
Casey the, Jones.
Was funny.
Super dope.
I really want to see more of what his arsenal of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't really see much.
He's rocking the hockey stick a lot.
Yeah, yeah, fucking hockey puck and fucking nails. You see them on rollerblades.
Which was
obviously
awesome.
The mask
which
is a hockey
was,
mask.
Awesome. I don't know why I didn't think about that. But I wasn't expecting him to be on rollerblades, so when I saw him on rollerblades,
I
was all like,
"I don't know if you saw that or not."
Oh, yeah, that was
blacked out Challenger.
Yeah,
that was driving away from what looked like some wreckage.
Yeah, and then Will Arnett's like, "Why are we not with the Turtles? When something bad happens, we want to be with the Turtles." And then it cuts away to them getting almost ran over by a tank
out of the water. I was like, "You see Donnie on the wheel, upturned wheel." And he gets ejected out, and then like Raph comes in and grabs Mikey out of the way as the cannon shoots. I was like, and you see him, and you see Roxy at the top. He's like, ah! I was
and he's like, got his hands up yelling.
He's in a tank!
That scene looks like what this movie's scene, as opposed to the last one, the snow mountain scene, the mountain scene. Like, that scene was fun as fuck. And it was like, it's one really big action sequence. And obviously, whatever's happening there is going to be this movie's really big action sequence. So I'm super pumped to see
All right, so question on this. I know Joe's answer. I think I might know yours. What do you want to see show up, we'll say, in this or at the end of it to lead to the third movie? I'll let you go after these two.
Okay.
There's two things. What would make me happy is just the portal opening up to
Dimension X.
And them saying Dimension X. What would make me fucking ecstatic is the portal opening up and Krang walking out of it.
You don't want Technodrome rolling through?
The Technodrome rolls through. Holy fuck, yeah. But I think they would save that as a reveal for the third one.
I think
one.
That's what ends the movie.
See, and that's what I was going
to say. Actual Technodrome,
though?
Yeah.
Great
Technodrome I would be super stoked if it was just they just show Krang.
Well, because the reason I say that is, and again, we'll get to you in a second, because I know
Warren,
what you're going to say.
The way everyone else looks, I can't imagine what they're going to do with Krang. Like,
well, those little things you see flying around, which is, if you slow-mo, it's not wreckage. It's actually something. You can't see what they're fucking blurry. You can't see what's riding them. But they're little ships that aren't doing so well coming out of the fucking air portal thing. But those remind me of the little floating skiffs inside the Technodrome.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, dude, if those are just like, oh, we're all.
If they actually show the Technodrome, like, cool.
I'm telling you, like, post-credits, like, boom, you just see like Shredder walk up to like a cave and there's a Technodrome underneath the city. Oh, dude.
That's kind of what I would say. It's just seeing the Technodrome. You don't even have to do more than that. Just see it done. And that would be...
I think I would be more excited, though, to actually see what Krang looks like.
Yeah. That'd be pretty dope.
If they gave us...
Because I'm hoping the things on it are Krang's in... suits, kind of like the newer cartoon has, and then there's a bigger one that I really want to look like a fat dude that with the glasses on.
Well, because the newer cartoon does this clever thing of basically like the new foot soldiers are these robotic, like basically Mr. Anderson's, or Mr. Smith's, because they're just suited and sunglasses, and they just run around, but they're robots, so they get disposed of pretty quick.
And there's a bunch of Krangs running around in big robot humanoid suit thingies.
Those are pretty dope.
What do you... So...
Technodrome.
So, my theory is, because I'm going to go into a little bit more, we never even touched about the scene where... The beginning of the trailer where you see somebody latching onto that SWAT car, and it's obviously trying to break somebody out. I think that is going to be the Foot Clan breaking out Shredder.
New Shredder. That's definitely not old Shredder.
No.
Because you see him go this, and I was like, well, that's obviously Shredder. And that is not
the old
guy.
It looks like they low-keyed him a little bit because they don't show him like in the armor and everything.
Right, but they do show him.
Yeah.
So I think that's him being broken out of jail. And as far as the pieces that come out of the portal, that's definitely going to be Dimension X.
Sure.
They're too irregular to be ships.
Well, that's what I mean. I think they're the skiffs thingies.
That's why I said that they looked more like junk coming out. So I don't think there's any pilots of it. I think it's pieces of the Technodrome. That's the way that they get it to Earth. So it comes down, and it doesn't even have to land on the actual surface of New York. It could actually assemble itself
underneath
New York, like the Technodrome ends up. I don't know about the comics, but in the cartoon.
Well, and down there it comes through the portal underneath,
Yeah. And then so they're going to do a final reveal of Krang coming out. So those are what I want to see, and I'm pretty positive that that's what's going to happen. I'm calling it now. Babe Ruth.
Not to argue with you. Slow-mo the trailer. There are things riding on those.
There may be things riding on them, but it doesn't mean that they are ships. They're way too irregular to be ships. Yeah. Or skips. No, they're too irregular. They're too... When you develop something like that, you're going to make them all the same because it's easier to develop. So if you sit there and do irregular stuff...
I kind of like the idea of pieces of the Technodrome and then, like would they reassemble?
They would assemble themselves, yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty dope, but I'm not sure yet.
I do know this, though. My prediction is going to look really close to the cartoon, the early cartoon version, because they were spot on almost everything so far. Yeah. I mean, the turtles, obviously, they gave them characteristics that are different, other than a belt with their initial on it, which, by the way, needs to happen. Just letting you know. They need to all have some kind of emblem that has a letter that's for their name somewhere on them, because it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But I think that I really want it to look like that big bulbous egg with the tank treads, the little arms, and the eyeball on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want it to look like that. I know, sure, those pieces combine to make it, but that's what I want it to look like.
Yeah.
If it doesn't look like that, I'm going to throw a fit.
Well, when you say Technodrome, that's exactly that's in my mind.
In the new one, it doesn't look like that.
Well, I don't watch the new one.
Or the new cartoon. Like,
this is me being nostalgic and classic.
It's a big square.
Is it?
It's the building that they're in.
New cartoon. The interior of it. Fuck shit up.
Animation of that still bothers me.
Yeah, the spirit of it is really good, though.
It's, the writing's like, really the good. I've watched a few episodes, and it's really spot on. It's just the animation drives me fucking insane.
I don't hate it as much as I thought I would in terms of animation, because once I got used to it, and like the storytelling,
you beware of the
Batman
yourself
and everything.
Oh,
I haven't even bothered with
that.
That
show's awful.
Yeah,
everything about that show's awful.
So yeah, Ninja Turtles. And why did we get fucking teasers so far out from release date? Like, I'm happy we did.
Well, that's the season, though.
Fuck, man.
Tis the season, you know what I mean?
What is the release date of this?
July 6th or something like that.
Wow.
It's July 4th weekend, I know that much.
Oh, so they have plenty of time to clean up stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I said earlier.
That means they trust this movie, too, new July.
To do such a...
Well, we got the first teaser for the first Turtles the same time.
Did it come out in July 4th weekend?
Well, it came out the weekend before. Came out the end of June.
It did very well.
It did. Better than they thought.
Yeah, it did way better than everybody thought.
Because, like, after they showed the first trailer, the response was pretty negative. And so I think they thought, oh, fuck. I don't know.
Also, it has the weight of the haters of Michael Bay on it.
Basically made exactly what it needed to justify the sequel. So I think that's why this time we're getting Rocksteady, Bebop.
Well, it made way more enough money to make a sequel.
No, but I'm saying, like, because it only did, like, 175 domestically or something like that.
Domestically?
Yeah.
Did 200,
did it?
30, something like that.
Okay.
Combined total is, like, 485.
Oh. See, worldwide. That's more than I thought. See, because, like, a couple weeks
in. It took
a
while to catch on, though.
Okay, so.
Like, it was a slow burn.
Yeah,
and then once everyone's like, no, trust us, it's actually good.
I like to think I had a lot to do with that, considering I watched it, like, 5 times. But whatever.
No.
You know. I was telling everyone about it, though.
You guys should see this. Trust me.
Really. Fucking watch it. Let's go watch it right now. Yeah, because, like, for a while there, projected, like, they thought it was only going to make, like, 140 for a long... They're like, if we get 140, we'll be happy.
Yeah, because
we
make our budget back.
Yeah.
His budget was, like, 120, I think.
Yeah, and with advertising. But then it basically kept building a little bit. And
that fucking check just kept growing.
But what's weird about that is like 2 days after release, they okayed the sequel. Like, they greenlit the sequel.
Well, because it made the money.
But they must have had a lot of faith in the foreign market, because if they're just going off of domestic at that point, it wasn't going to make enough. Like, it was not projected.
It was in the fact that
a lot of the time, at least when I'm paying attention to box office, foreign market's so much stronger
for the movies we like.
Just, you know,
for like action movies,
the big movies always. I mean, you're not going to get fucking.
But like for like shit that we like let's say like Expendables, like that made way more. And Terminator,
And Terminator destroyed the foreign market.
Yeah,
where here just fucking
Like it made budget. I think got there. but didn't
then the
get past it. But over there, there's like, they, blew the they fuck literally, up. People would go buy a ticket and then throw money at the screen while they're watching it. Anini money! Anini money!
Oh, wow.
What? Is that what they said? No?
I just want you all know it's not me. That's all I'm saying. It's not.
It's Cody. It's fine.
Awesome.
That's what they said.
Uh-huh.
I read it online. Are we going to talk Batman v Superman?
Oh, we can, yeah.
We got a couple more minutes, I guess.
Fucking, that let's trailer, throw it all out there.
That trailer was
aggressive.
Fucking aggressive. I mean, I thought the teaser was aggressive. This one blows it up.
Really?
I will say this, and Mike will talk about it, I'm sure, a lot. The only problem I now have with this movie... I mean, I still have a problem with Gal Gadot's Wonder Woman because she does not look like Wonder Woman to me.
Not at all.
But my number one issue is when you see Doomsday and he looks like Abomination.
And you mean really the actual makes, character
It looks like the, yeah. the character Abomination from Edward Norton's Hulk movie. I was like, why the fuck does he not have a nose? Why does he not have bone protrusions that make a hair, a beard, and eyebrows? What are you doing? That
they could have easily done too, which is why it's so disappointing.
Yeah, like you just, I mean, he just looks like so much like Abomination. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Why does this look like that?
Yeah.
And that was my only thing. Like, I was so, like, even when I saw Wonder Woman, I was okay with it. And then I saw Abomination. I was like, okay, now I'm all of a sudden not into this portion. Like, now it didn't ruin the rest of it for me. I'm still kind of excited about the rest of it. Just, I really hope he evolves somehow in the movie because he looks like Abomination and it kind of bothers me.
But
I
still feel with that being said, I understand he does look oddly like Abomination. But looks fucking cool though. Like if you don't know what Abomination like is and you just look at that the character looks pretty dope.
He looks cool.
Yeah.
He doesn't look Doomsday like enough Doomsday, for me. Yeah. He needs the ratty shorts. He needds the fucking... I love that from the car. No, the original comic book, he had ratty shorts for some strange reason. Mainly so they didn't have
to be the whole
bone genitalia.
Right.
Like, just a fucking... It goes from soft rock to hard rock, I guess. I don't know. He's definitely a grower. But, like, that's the number one thing. Like, he sits and he growls. I was like, I don't know if I'm okay with this. It was the only thing that really bothered me about
that. And I felt that same way, but I also felt that about Wonder Woman. Yeah.
I still think she looks like someone who won a cosplay contest that showed up on set.
I know you guys don't like her, but I've never been like, obviously there in your head there's a lot of better choices that match the look a little bit, but I'm not really mad or irritated with it. Like, I'm like, okay, they went with her. Let's see how she actually does it.
Could have been a better one.
No, I never said that. No.
You still want actors.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Like, I get... Like, she's
good. Action-wise,
how much does she have to... You know, how much does she...
Well, she plays a dual role, essentially.
Yeah.
She has to play Diana and she has to play Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She's playing both.
Yeah. So you have to see her. She's doing the Bruce Wayne Batman thing. You have to see her as a normal human being. And then you have to see her as a...
Like, she Princess glams warrior. Up nice, like, yeah. You saw it in the first teaser. You see her.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, like, she's smoking absolutely. Hot. It's just she doesn't ensuit an Amazon warrior.
The reason I've never had an issue with that is because she's got powers. You know what I mean? Like, if this was a character that didn't have powers, you'd be like, oh.
She wouldn't sell it.
You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't. Well, it's like Angelina Jolie and Salt.
She throws like, a 200-pound man.
Beating the fuck out of fucking monsters. By punching them. And then and this is not like a bash on woman thing. This is just an actual factual thing. Angelina Jolie, her built, that kind of woman built, as athletic and as trained as you are, your punch is only generating so much power. You know what I mean? That's why lightweights don't fight heavyweights. Because you could be the most skilled lightweight in the world,
one punch
and
a heavyweight.
Solid heavyweight is going to knock you out with the first punch.
Because your punch is not going to do as much damage.
Because you're not going to, you're going to fucking... outpoint him for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So that's the only thing that had this character been a character without power that still had a kick ass and it was her, like Scarlett Johansson, technically, like Black Widow doesn't really have powers.
Right.
But the way she fights, there's a lot of judo stuff. I mean, there's a lot of like kicks and stuff like that. And she has weapons. And she's built athletically, like, fit, you know? So you're like, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, she's
that's,
built.
Yeah, she is. So that's why I'm not too mad. The more I see the Wonder Woman, the more I'm okay with it. Because it's like, all right, you know, we'll see how she does. And she's got the look, like, the face. Like, in the face, especially.
That's what I say. She looks like, she looks like a cosplayer won a costume. A contest, like,
but like the best cosplay.
Yeah, this one, she won out of all the attempts. She won.
She was the one.
And then they get, you know, like, but the thing about it is, it's not the powers thing. Like, yeah, granted, I know she has powers, so like she's gonna be able to throw cars and whatever. She's gonna fight herself. I would like someone who would match up. I'm not gonna say as big as the guys are, but. Height wise and just stature wise, to look like she fits in with those two guys.
Because Amazonians. Yeah, that's the piece.
There's a reason they are who they are. She's an Amazon. She is built not as big as Superman or Batman.
Yeah, but even with that being said, you could look at some of her renditions of her in comic books are kind of like the way she is in this movie. Where,
but she's I think it's the stature, the height portion of it. Like, I don't care about, like, the muscle mass.
I wouldn't say muscle mass, just more meat.
Yeah, like, she is a bit too
frail.
Coat rack for me.
Yeah, but you're right about that as but, well.
I mean, a lot of it also comes down to how she performs it, though, too.
Is she, what I mean? Like, I mean, I've only seen her in one movie.
Fast
and Furious. Yeah. Right, and, she was in the fifth. Yeah. She was in Fast Five, right? Is that the first one she was in?
And she gives herself up.
Yeah. And she wasn't bad in that, but, like, nothing I saw in that made me think, oh, she could play Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I mean, there's other stuff she did that...
Obviously, something, because, you know...
Yeah,
there's a reason they went to her. Yeah. I mean, sure, she tried out, but I'm...
Didn't she do, like, something military in real life, too?
I don't know.
Look that up.
Talk
amongst yourselves.
Joseph.
My only concern about this movie is you still have yet to...
She's 5'10". She's pretty tall for a chick, dude.
Shit, that is
pretty tall for a chick. Yeah, but compared to the two fucking beasts.
Yeah, but six three. Like, who's going to be taller than that, though? Actress-wise.
It's all camera tricks, dude. I just want visually her to look bigger.
Cody just wants Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, to do... Guillermo del Toro. Not Guillermo del Toro. God, I can think of his face. I just can't think of the name all of a sudden. Lord of the Rings director to just direct everything now.
No, I mean, it's camera tricks. Fucking, it's not a new thing.
I know it's not a new thing.
Oh, shit.
See?
Peter Jackson.
Peter Jackson. There you go. Yeah. Anyway, so my only concern about this movie is that we still have yet to see Jason Momoa's character, Aquaman.
Well, I mean, not just that. I mean, we haven't seen...
There's a lot of characters that it didn't show yet.
Cyborg. Well, not Cyborg, but the I can't think of the actual character's name. He's supposed to be in it. Jason Momoa's character is supposed to be in it. We're supposed to get a glimpse of our new Flash in it, who's a child, by the way. If you ever see a picture of him, like all that still has to happen. In it. I mean, granted, that could be like a post scene thing, but like,
it still throws. But if it's a post scene, it's garbage because it throws together too much too fast. And I mean, they're already doing a bit too much too fast. I think because they want to catch up with Marvel. But all I'm saying is that. There would be no setup then. It would literally just be like, we're suddenly the Justice Friends.
No, they wouldn't do that. See, you guys have been bitching about this since these characters were announced. And, like, yeah, they have the risk of just jumbling. But there's ways where it could be done where it's not over-convoluted and it's
That's what he said.
He's still worried about it. Like,
well, yeah.
Like, well, because I also just suddenly don't want a character to just suddenly show up. Like, the Flash just suddenly runs in and it's in the middle of a fight. And you're kind of like how Wonder Woman shows up in there. You know,
we don't know that. No, because they show her
We kind of do because Batman and Superman look at each other and go, I thought she was with you.
But she shows up in that battle scene, but she's in the movie prior.
Yeah,
because
you see her get
so
out of the car.
So there's gonna be setups for that,
And that's what I'm saying.
They just don't know that's Wonder Woman. You know,
I'm
what
just
mean?
Saying that I'm hoping that's probably what they're more.
You think that's
is.
The same party?
Yeah,
I think so too.
And also,
you don't see her in the new trailer.
I looked this up because I remember reading this. Gadot did serve 2 years as a Israeli Defense Force soldier.
Oh damn!
Yeah, so, I knew that. It's not the fighting that I'm not concerned about. It's stature. It's visuals that I have issue with. And it's because it comes from a visual media.
Right.
That they still.
But what, you know, I'm saying though is even the visual media that you're talking about portrayed her more frail and.
No.
And yes, there's other comic books where all female characters are just big titties and big asses. Not, and
Wonder Woman's never been that way though. Well, I mean there has been a series of them, but she was always still voluptuous.
No, I get that, but.
If I can find it, I don't have the trade for it.
I think I would have had a bigger issue had she just been a giant set of boobs. You know what I mean? Like, that would have been way worse.
Yeah.
But
I think I do see what you're getting at, though. I know some of the older comic books, because I remember somebody complaining that in a lot of the older stuff, she was, like, more submissive towards, like, men and stuff. It was a really weird, like...
Well, there's this time where even in comic books, and it's kind of what we're seeing in movies now, but even in comic books, your strong female characters weren't strong characters. They were just there. And we get the same thing in movies. I'm kind of not concerned with the look of it. Granted, first, you know, you see her in that costume, and, you know, there's a dozen other actresses that you plug into that same costume where you're like, oh, that looks like visually a better winner. I get better. That. But knowing that, I mean, and I could be way wrong. She could suck. She might be awful at it. But, like, I'm going to watch her perform it first. And I think that's way more important than just the first looks of it, you know? That's...
Yeah. That's all I said. I didn't say anything about her acting capabilities.
No. I get that. But
you're passionately arguing that you don't like the look of her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So you don't want her.
Yeah, I just don't like the look of her. I don't think she visually fits what I was wanting to see.
But she could still knock the performance.
Oh, yeah.
Of
course. She could be fantastic. Possible. She could change my mind that way.
Yeah.
I'm not going to not see it because of her. Like, I don't see things because of certain people. She's not stopping me from seeing it. There's nothing stopping me from seeing. It's not like I'm gonna go, oh, it's X-Men. I'm not gonna get tricked into this one. I'm gonna go see it. She literally could break it for me, though. Like I said before, when I was talking about this one, I wasn't mad at her in this one when they show her. I'm not gonna say fighting because she didn't really fight in this one.
She just throws the shield up.
Yeah, she throws the shield up and hits the blast.
Looks like she saves Batman's ass.
I still don't think those are
think so either.
Because the blast that he shoots somehow erupts into like what looks like it'll be like a bomb explosion. So I was like, well, obviously those aren't the same thing. But that looked dope. And then I saw Abomination. I was like, ooh, okay. My anger is now steered away from her. because I'm pretty sure Marvel's going to sue the fuck out of you. For stealing Abomination.
No, but that means they would have to admit that they did that Hulk movie.
No, they already did, though.
Yeah, but they don't really want to talk about it.
No, you're thinking of the Abomination from the...
Ang Lee.
From Ang
Lee. No, I'm talking about the Marvel one.
No, they still admit that one's there, because Thunderbolt Ross is in fucking Civil War.
They'll admit it, but they don't want to, like,
they're not going to be like...
They're not advertising they did that.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. But they're not going to say, oh, we didn't have Abomination, because he was supposed to technically show up in Age of Ultron, and then they scrapped it.
Really?
Yeah.
That would have been cool. I do dig that fight scene between Hulk and Abomination.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's super fucking brutal, dude. He pulls a fucking elbow bone out and stabs him in the chest with it.
That makes me cringe.
Oh dude. Because it's like, he doesn't pull it straight out. He like pulls it, wrenches it back. It's like, bro, that's actually attached. No? Nah, he doesn't care. And the fucking car fists. Oh, I love that part. That's the thing is, like, I was watching it and I was like, well, obviously one of them was gonna, oh god. But I know I'm just excited about it. And again, like I said,
how dope does Batman look though? Get to see him move around, like, this is your comic book Batman to life. Like,
he's the cartoon Batman.
Yeah,
to life.
Like this is what you wanted to see, fucking beast. Is the suit like? Obviously, Nolan was like, we want it to be as realistic as possible as you can make this character. And they're like, we just want it to look super fucking dope.
I'm pretty sure there's two different versions of the car. Because there's the car that he was sitting in when he's about to get what looks like shot by Doomsday.
Yeah.
But then there's the one where he's standing up. It's like, there's no way that fucking beast fit in that fucking car.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure because Superman roofs the door off that he's like, oh, bro, come on.
Well, yeah, but like, when you see him standing there, I'm like, maybe it's just the angle thing, but like, you know, like, unless you like when you're gonna get in, it just goes boogoo like this, and he gets in, it folds back over the top of him. I was like, you ain't been in that car unless it's one of those things like old school NASCARs where the fucking top comes down over the top.
I do love the interaction between Bruce and Clark though.
Yeah,
when
all of like all three that were in that like were fantastic.
And I know Joe and Taj. I don't know how you stand are iffy on. I was gonna say Zuckerberg.
Lex Luthor. Yeah.
The what's his name? Based on his name.
He was the
Eisenberg. Yes, Eisenberg. I like this weird kind of
megalomaniac.
He's off.
I don't mind.
No, like what I like about it is like you see him all giddy and happy at the beginning when obviously he knows who they are at that party, which again we don't know if that's the beginning or where at in the movie because obviously like there's some contention going on. Mm-hmm. But like the two scenes you see him in, you have that happy go haha goofy, and then you have that fucking dark Dr. Frankenstein. Yeah. I was like, good God.
I kind of what I've which seen I think is so where the hair comes from by the way. I've really dug that, his weird take
when
on
he's
it.
Producing Doomsday, and it obviously goes completely awry.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, speaking of that, I kind of wished he was Bizarro more than Doomsday when they made Zod. But I get why he becomes the way he is. But I would have liked to see Bizarro.
Have they officially said it's
Doomsday?
It's Doomsday.
It's credited. Well, online it's credited. IMDb says it is. Doomsday. But
yeah, IMDb has been wrong.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, online, well, like,
what's his fuck was supposed to be Shredder in Ninja Turtles for?
Oh yeah,
the entire time before it came out.
Balls, yeah.
William.
I can't remember his last name.
That guy that's in all those things.
Brian K. Vaughan.
Well, yeah, Ex Machina, yeah.
So,
because I mean, it could that be. I could see being a mistake because it's the same name. But like then, like when they're like,
and we don't know what stage of whatever character that is he's in. You know,
the only reason
it could be
the only reason we assume it's Doomsday is because of the bone protrusions on his back. Yeah. But
makes
it also could be Zack Snyder fucking with people too. You know what I mean?
He's no J.J. Abrams, but yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
It's not like he, like...
wouldn't mind
I'm down for people off this trail. Yeah. Like, there's rumors that the main bad guy was Metallo.
Yeah.
There was rumors that after we saw Zod's dead body, that was going to be Bizarro. Yeah. But it does make sense they make Doomsday, because that's how Doomsday was made. He was made by Kryptonian DNA. And that's why he was able to... That's why Superman was able not able to punch through him. He did snap his neck, but that's a whole different ballgame. After throwing him in space. Spoiler alert.
Whoops. Superman snaps necks. That's what he does
that's
now.
That's obvious.
So, do we get the death of Superman?
Not yet.
No.
Too, way too soon.
The only reason why is because, like, this is supposed to be building, like, supposed to set up the Justice League movie. And, like, he's, I mean,
obviously,
I can't imagine,
you have
like,
to have Superman in the Justice League.
So, like, I mean,
so maybe
unless
the end
it's
of
big,
Justice League.
Yeah, maybe, but, like, obviously he's got, like, Doomsday's got to be defeated somehow, and that's why I hope he comes back looking more like Doomsday.
Maybe he throws them out into
the spaces.
Yeah,
maybe
because people will bitch about the last movie. I saw so many people be like, "Why didn't they just? He didn't just fly Zod away?" And I'm like, "He doesn't know he.
Why
can
didn't
do
he
that
just pull
shit.
The foil like, thing off his chest and throw?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. Saran wrap him.
Nice.
That was mildly inconvenient.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, take that.
Perfect.
But yeah.
Well, then they have to find a genius hacker criminal. It doesn't look like a hacker that is cracking.
Suicide Squad comes out first, right?
No.
No?
No, I think we had
August,
that.
August, right? Suicide we said May, August. August, yeah.
We thought it was Suicide Squad.
Yeah, we thought it was Suicide Squad first.
Because I know Batman shows up in Suicide Squad, so I was wondering. I was thinking in my head maybe that would give us more clues. But
and I think it makes more sense for it to be second because it looks like the resurgence of Batman goes after. Like, this is the... Because our theory, again, Joker is not the Joker, it's a Joker.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically him coming after this new Joker because he has already stopped the Joker and this new one shows up and so Batman has to, you know, show up. And
the more I'm thinking about that trailer, like, as much as all the visuals stand out, the still probably the deep, like,
well, we still
haven't
seen a
meaty
trailer
part of the
Batman, right?
That's
we've only seen
oh, for Suicide
videos.
Squad?
Yeah.
No. But
yeah,
I'm talking,
he hasn't been in the trailer
I'm talking
yet.
Batman v Superman trailer is the interaction between Bruce and Clark, because I think that just that small interaction with each other really sets the tone for like what they're trying to do in this movie.
Yeah. The at odds.
Yeah.
Because one has one way of doing it, the other one has obviously a drastically
Yeah, and he talks about you know, them writing fluff pieces for your alien that saves a cat. Like,
well, the thing is, like,
it's very Frank Miller-ish Bruce.
Yeah. You know? Like, what I was saying to Joe's point about, like, too much stuff in this one is the fact that the
it's
two
gonna be long,
trailers...
Though.
Oh, it's going to have to be long. The two trailers we've seen, this especially in the new one, throws another wrinkle with the Doomsday thing in there because you have the fight between Bats and Supes in the robot suit, right? You have...
And it also
the
depends
desert
on...
scene. You have the I'm guessing climax fight with the three of them against Doomsday. I'm guessing that's how it happens.
That's how it starts.
Yep, the foursome.
right.
How are we gonna ride a ways out of this? So I mean, there's a lot they have, and then you have to they've already told us they're gonna introduce three other characters somehow in it. Not as their characters, but probably add the people. Like, well, we're not. I mean, obviously Aquaman doesn't really
have
an alter ego.
That's what's weird. You know, talking about introducing characters, we've seen what Aquaman looks like
so far ahead of what we even saw before we saw
and
what Batman looked
like.
Yeah, he was the first character to be released.
Yeah,
well, second. Superman was the first one because you had him floating above the.
Yeah,
the,
but it's crazy how like that was the, in terms of new characters, that was the first one we've seen,
and
then
seen nothing,
nothing since, and so I don't know, could be cool though. He looks fucking dope, though.
Yeah, I'm
like,
all
we
about...
We talked about that before.
Yeah,
badass.
I'm just wondering...
Even as... Did you see his...
The pop vinyl? Yeah. Well, the blue one was weird coloring to me.
Yeah, but it looked cool.
It was like aquamarine.
It was like him
colored.
Underwater.
I was like, that's weird. Like, he's not gonna change it to be aqua-colored when he's underwater, right?
Like, you know.
Even in the old cartoon, he stayed the same color.
Yeah.
I really hope he has his pants are scaly green, though. Maybe a dull green, but a scaly green would be dope.
Yeah.
And Obi loses a fucking hand.
Oh, for sure.
I want to get a spear hook hand for sure. Later one, dude, he gets fucking... Black man has it. And he gets a... Ooh, dang, dangerous. I didn't make a whole
sentence
right now.
Nope.
It was perfect.
Boom. You got to wrap it up. Oh, we got to wrap it up. All right, kids. That's it for this week.
Yeah, we're not having a 2-hour, 3-hour.
Oh, we could.
Marathon.
No, we can't because somebody has to leave.
Yeah.
Ah, he's got plenty of time. It's... 1:30. So it doesn't have plenty of time. That's it for this week, kids. Come snatchly. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody, and again, our special guest was
Taj.
Yes, and as usual,
bam, bam,
you just came naturally.
Bam, 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 bam.